Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3 when we're back to regular Florida temperatures, 55 in January. That's the idea. Most all the snow is gone. Not all the snow is gone. There are little bits and pieces here and there. Joining us by phone, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How'd y'all do in the storm, by the way? How'd your deputies do in the storm? I know you had kind of separated them into the storm experience, snow experienced and not snow experienced. Everybody do okay?
Yeah, and I'm knocking wood because this usually is a bad omen, but I'm going to say we didn't have any crashes with our deputies.
Oh, so, that good.
Yeah.
Good.
So hopefully that carries on over into this week as well.
We'll keep it as long as we can take it, right?
Yes.
We had a couple of really bad incidents, and anyway, some stuff to talk about. We had one, I guess it was a murder that was last Monday, would have been after we spoke, on Old Oak Road in Milton, and you now have the person in custody. What happened in this case?
Yeah, Toby White. He stabbed an elderly lady to death and then walked about probably a mile or so to Industrial Boulevard over there by our office. In the middle of the night and stole a truck, and they recovered the truck. I believe it was in Suwanee County. And then they had a big, I guess they tracked him through the woods and they caught him for us, which is a great thing. So he's in custody now and, he should be arriving at our jail today.
Okay. So he's being extradited back to you guys from Suwanee County. Okay. What an awful, awful thing, but you know,
yeah,
you guys did your job and they did their job and we appreciate that. You also, I think, had a murder, and maybe it was in the Milton vicinity, East Milton vicinity, something maybe outside the city, of a wife who killed her husband.
Yeah, and how that came about was we got a welfare check. The family of the man, the victim, kept trying to call, and he wouldn't answer, so they called his wife, who said, "Oh, he's busy." You know, she kept putting them off, and after a couple of days of putting them off, they called us. We went, did a forced entry on the home and found him, and he was deceased. And then that's when we started looking for her, and she was arrested up in Wetumpka, Alabama.
Hmm.
So they took care of that for us. So both are in custody, and she'll be extradited back as well.
Hmm. And this is, at this point, just seems like a domestic, allegedly. It doesn't seem like anything beyond that.
We don't know. I believe she lawyered up when the detectives got up there to Wetumpka. So we don't know what the cause or, you know, what happened. Just we know that he was murdered. He was shot. So and that's about all we have right at the moment.
And this is the one with the unfortunate first name. Is that right?
Yes. Tequila.
Tequila. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't put your kid on a path to great success, I think, a lot of times when you name them a certain way. But, you know, I guess it's...
Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess it could have been worse. I could have named her Meth. So,
yeah. Well, there's always the bright news. Yeah, it could have been even more horrible.
On the bright side.
And this is... I hate to talk about these stories. It was in the news. One time I was at a used book sale and I came across a law book from Pennsylvania from like 1850, and I bought it because, you know, it was like a book. And and one of the most interesting things I learned from that book is like all the laws of Pennsylvania in like 400 pages. And it had in the comments on one of the sexual related crimes, it had a comment. It said it perhaps might be better, some would say, not to even have a law against such practices, for fear of bringing the knowledge of their existence into the public awareness. You know, kind of that was the approach. Like, maybe some things are so awful that we just better ignore it than even make people aware. That's what I feel about this story. This is somebody you had arrested for multiple counts of possession of child pornography and of animal sexual activity. Is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, just when you think you see something totally so disgusting that the record will not be broken, somebody breaks the record.
Yeah.
And we do a lot. We arrest a lot of people for child porn. We have what they call the ICAC unit, which is Internet Crimes Against Children. And our guys and gals, they work very hard, and they get a lot of these people. And a lot of people don't understand how severe it is. So you can be sentenced, I believe it's up to 5 years per photograph or video.
Wow.
So if you have, yeah, so if you have 100 pictures of kitty porn on your phone, technically that's a life sentence. So, and unfortunately these people, they won't stop, and, you know, they go to prison, and, you know, they're not very well liked in prison as well.
Yeah.
So it's an extra hard life for them.
Well, and you know, it's one of those things where I can't imagine these people to begin with, but I can't imagine one of them having a single picture. You know, that's never going to be the case. It's always going to be many. And, you know, and then the other side of it, the pictures or videos or whatever it is with animals, it's just what I always think when I hear these cases is how incredibly traumatic it is on your officers and your deputies who have to be the ones to look at this stuff and see it and prosecute on the basis of it. It's, you know, or even I suppose jurors at some point might be forced to see these things. It's,
yeah,
you know, it's not just the individual or the children or the whatever. It's a lot of people suffer because of this.
Yeah, and, you know, especially hard, you know, when I was in major crimes, we were doing ICAC back then as well. And, you know, when you have kids that age that you see, you know, pictures of about the same age, it makes you want to beat somebody to death. It really does, that they would do that to a child. So, it's really hard on them. We try to rotate them in and out of that unit as best we can, because you can't just sit there and do that, you know, 10 hours a day, 5 days a week, and not be affected by it.
Yeah, I mean, I had a really good friend who was a Phoenix Police Department a cop, and he was a detective who worked on child crimes, and, you know, he had two young kids, and he had to stop. Yep. He couldn't do it. And I think it's not just that, but it's also it poisons your view of everybody, because, you know, cops are aware that the most normal-looking people can be the most disgusting people in real life, and, you know, it makes you think, well, what about that person? What about that person? Can you trust your kids at a sleepover? Like, it's really hard to even parent normally when you're so aware of that stuff being out there for these cops, right?
Yeah, and you could ask my kids about that. Yeah, you know, normal families, you know, the kid gets to, you know, sleep over here, sleep over there, and it's like, no, you're not going. I don't know those parents.
Yeah,
but they're nice people. Don't care. Not going. Just that's the way it is.
One last question I had for you, Sheriff, is just about going back to the storm. Were there very many wrecks in Santa Rosa County that y'all had to deal with? Do you know? Do you have numbers yet at all?
No, I don't have the numbers. FHP would have the numbers. But, yeah, there were a lot of single-vehicle crashes. In other words, you know, sliding off into the ditch kind of thing. That happened pretty frequently. And people get out on the road, and it wasn't like we had a dusting. I got almost 10 inches of snow at my house. So it's not like it was a, you know, just a dusting and it melted. So, but people want to go out and see, and they've never driven in snow, and they think it's going to be like driving in rain, and it is not, and they end up in a ditch. So there was a lot of that.
We tried to tell them a lot. I tried to tell them, and you know, it was snow night wasn't the bad night, right? It was Wednesday and Thursday that were the really, and even Friday that were the bad ones. Last question for you. I know Milton is now the snow capital of Florida. You had said you got 10 inches of snow in your house. Did Sheriff Johnson engage in any snow play? Did you make a snowman? Did you get a snowball fight, snow angel, anything?
Well, I used to live in Duluth, Minnesota, so I'm all snowed out. But my wife actually did make a snowman, so yes, but I did not assist.
And what day did said snowman meet his maker?
I think the last of it was day before yesterday.
There you go. All right, so Saturday. Makes sense. Sheriff Bob Johnson, I felt the same way. Like, you know, I've seen snow my whole life, but it's still fun to play in the snow. Sheriff Bob Johnson, thanks so much for the time and keeping us safe and keeping us warm, sir. I will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew.